Let's try the same pattern I was using yesterday. Listen to sound. Let the sound come to you. And notice the way of being, non-becoming. You're not trying to experience anything special or go anywhere, non-becoming. And then non-resistance. There isn't any rejection of the various sounds that are coming up. And also non-preoccupation. You're not lost in the sense experience. You just know it as it's changing. So these are the three kinds of craving: preoccupation, kamatanha, resistance, vibhavatanha, and becoming, bhavatanha. So get your mind to the place of non-becoming, non-resistance, and non-preoccupation by listening. And notice things like anticipation, like you're looking for a sound. So you have a sense of open receptivity. It's like this. Notice the changing nature of sound. Sound is in awareness. Now your body, feel your hands. Allow the tactile feelings in the hands to become conscious. Notice this, you're just waiting and letting things take place. Non-becoming. Not looking for something, but knowing what is. So this is the attitude I suggest you try to remember and return to as often as you can. Bring your attention to the breathing. Feel your breath at the chest. Feel the rising and falling of the chest. Bring to mind someone you are close to, that you love, that you have affection for, that you respect. Name them. On the in-breath, draw them into the center of the chest, feeling at the center of the chest. On the out-breath, wish them well. So if I were to think of my teacher, Lompo, and I draw that whole name into my heart, but the name associates or reminds me of my gratitude and affection for my teacher. So Lompo, so it's not just the word, it's an associated a feeling sense, a memory sense. Om Paul on the in-breath at the heart, and on the out-breath, may you be well. So use one person and stimulate that, the heart center. Now you're not trying to get anything this, you're not trying to get some fantastic loving feeling, because that would be craving. But just doing this has its own benefits and effects. And then if you're sleepy, just make the breath longer. Increase the breathing. Om Pa, may you be well. And of course this isn't, you're not thinking about the person now in a narrative way, stories and so on. It's just that heartfelt sense of gratitude and love, affection, whatever, that one is stimulating. Then change the name of the person and refresh that feeling. So pick another person who, when you think of them, it's easy to feel affection or gratitude. And use the name on the in-breath or the vision of them. In the out-breath, may you be well. Use the breath as a calming vehicle, and then the naming in the heart as a sort of heart-opening vehicle. So feel the whole in-breath. You can even lengthen the breath. And then Lom Pa, may you be well. Now bring yourself into the picture in whatever way you want to describe yourself, your own name on the in-breath. May I be well. And even if there is no obvious effect, the suggestion is important. And try to stay with the center of the chest. And then return to the first person again. Cycle through the first person, second, and then back to yourself. So you can do that as long as you want and with as many people as you want. But at some point I find it just the language is unnecessary because the heart has that sense of openness. So then it's simply welcoming in the heart, letting go at the out-breath, welcoming in, letting go out. But even the language isn't necessary. So there's a kind of lovely flow to welcoming in at the heart, letting go out, and feel free to play around with the volume of breath, especially if you're groggy, then just put a lot of air there, so you can be quite active with this. So use whatever pattern you want and just experiment with that, see what happens.